Hey friend, today we're going to talk about oils that are wonderful when you're going through some type of transition or change in life. You know, that is a tricky time, I know. Some people are really adaptable to change, some just aren't. And so what are some things that you can be aware of to make that transition go a little more smoothly?
You're listening to the Essential Oil Coach Podcast.
Hi friend, Callie Wilson here. I'm a certified holistic health coach and essential oil business mentor. And this is a podcast about making better choices, living a better life, and building an amazing business. If you are really ready to supercharge your health, revamp your home, and take your coaching practice and your essential oil business to the next level, then you're in the right place. Stay right here because we're going to play. They say that we are, human beings, creatures of our habits. We thrive when there is order, when there is structure, when there are routines that are predictable. We see that especially in children, right? When children are raised in very chaotic environments, and then we introduce some stable routines, such as sleeping at the same time every night, having predictable meal times, having some type of thing that you do every day, whether it's reading and taking a nap, you know, we see that behaviors change quickly from frantic and chaotic and whining to calm and peaceful. And I know some of you are fighting me right now saying, yeah, but you don't know me. I'm a free spirit. I thrive by living on the fly. I'm spontaneous. And yes, that's true. We've got to give a little flexibility to those of you who are the artists, right, of the earth. However, even people, because I'm married to one, even people who are free-spirited still thrive. They have peace of mind when things are predictable. Bills are going to get paid on the 18th of every month, right? There is a meal plan in place so we can eat healthy. Like all those different things can help us live at a high level. Now, when you're looking at what's happening when things are changing, you know, maybe you are moving to a new city or to a new home. Maybe you're getting ready to have a new baby, right? Those are some of the big life altering things that we go through. Maybe there's been a death in the family, maybe a change in career. You know, some of these things can add an increased amount of stress. Maybe you're homeschooling for the first time, or maybe you just started a business, or you're revisiting a business and getting up and running, right? All those things that are going to require a higher level of creativity, imagination, physical energy, mental energy, right, can be actually pretty taxing on the body. So as I was preparing for this podcast, I want to hit it at three different angles. The first thing I want to do is I want to make sure that we're giving your adrenal gland a lot of love, right? Because that little gland, or those little glands that sit right above the kidneys, really are going to be working very, very hard to support you as you're going through change and transition. The second thing I want to do is let's look deeper at rest. Don't mind that little noise in the background. I've got my little puppy in the studio today. She's hanging out. Her name is little Rosie, but she doesn't know that she has to be perfectly still. Anyway, it's fun to have her here today. So we need to really look at your sleep habits, because it is tempting sometimes to when you're going through major changes, rather than go to bed, right, at a decent hour, like 10 or 11, to watch that extra movie that then turns into you binging like crazy until it's 3 a.m. and you're going, oh my gosh, where did the time go? Then you're operating at like 4 hours of sleep, right? None of that is going to help you in times of change and transition. So let's really look at oils today that can help you get a more restful sleep, even if you're not getting, well, ideally, right, you should be getting 7-8 hours. Matthew McConaughey, by the way, someone asked him, Matthew, how many hours of sleep do you get at night? And right out of the gate, he said 10.5 hours of sleep. It's like my religion. I go to bed and I make sure I get that much sleep, right? Sleep until, you know, go to bed. It's like math, people, right? Go to bed so that you can wake up not tired. So anyway, Let's rein it back in. We're going to talk about oils that help with sleep. And then also, a lot of times when we're going through change and transition, our heart feels compromised, right? Maybe you're moving, or maybe you're going through a death, or maybe you lost a job that you loved, or a relationship, right? We've got to make sure that during times of transition and change, we're loving our heart. Hands down, when it comes to supporting the adrenal glands, there are three oils that are my go-to, okay? The first one being basil. You're going to want to look into basil. The second one being rosemary. The third one being cypress, which is a little bit different than the first two. Basil and rosemary, ironically, you know, they're culinary oils. We cook with these plants in the kitchen. They're wonderful for the immune system. They're just really great for the adrenal gland. And the way that I like to use either rosemary or basil, depending on how I'm feeling, is I'll take 2 drops, dilute it with a little bit of fractionated coconut oil, rub it right over my kidneys, get a warm washcloth, really warm actually, not burning warm, but warm enough, right? Where you got some heat in there. I put that over my adrenal glands, and then I put a dry towel over it. And I'll just lay there and let those oils sink in. Oh my gosh. I mean, you could do rosemary and basil if you want, or one or the other, but just let that soak in for a good 10 minutes, 20 minutes. And if you do that right before you go to bed, and if you want, you can even put a little bit of rosemary and basil on the bottom of your feet. You're going to sleep so well, and your adrenals are going to love you in the morning. So those are two that I want you to commit to memory when you are beyond, right, exhaustion. Maybe you need to do it every night. Maybe you need to do it twice a day. Maybe you need to just diffuse it all the time. But when you feel like you need to be renewed, every cell of your body is just yearning to be nourished, look at those two oils in particular. Do some research and get yourself some oil love. Now, I'm also going to say that in addition to oils, right, we've got to look at what you're eating and how you're supplementing your diet. I use extremely high quality vitamins and supplements. I love them. In fact, if you don't notice a difference when you're on or off your vitamins, right, then you're taking the wrong ones. I know when I am feeding myself high quality food, drinking lots of water, getting the movement and the rest that I need, and taking my supplements, I feel fantastic. I feel great. I feel nourished, right? If I skip for 5 days, man, I feel off. I just know the value of the input that we put into our bodies. So I love doTERRA's Lifelong Vitality line. It is absolutely incredible. It is for vitality, right? So when we think about our diet, unfortunately, it is compromised. Our sad American diet, SAD, standard American diet, they call it the sad diet. Unfortunately, you know, even if we eat really, really healthy, food is just not what it used to be, right? Because of mass production and cutting corners and all the things. So supplementing in today's world is, to me, absolutely necessary. And I love the Lifelong Vitality. So if you are not taking high quality vitamins, I encourage you to check out mine. You can go to calliewilson.com, or you can reach out to me. And if you even want to try a sample of them, I'm happy to have you experiment with those, because I do think that every human being deserves high quality input. So the third oil when it comes to adrenal support is kind of an interesting one. I'm going to pull cypress out here. And generally, cypress, when you hear about cypress is all about flow. It's wonderful for the circulation, right? When you feel like you need to get more blood flow, for instance, to the brain, you can use cypress. It's wonderful for that. If you have a broken bone and you're trying to expedite healing and blood flow to a certain area, you can use cypress. I've also used cypress to help my son with the bedwetting problem, putting it over his bladder, his lower belly, to help him. But I think in terms of emotionally, this is one that I pull out often with people who struggle with being adaptable, who are perfectionists, who like things in order. Maybe you have a child that's going to a new school and is just freaking out all the time, right? Or you're just having a hard time adjusting to a new situation. Start diffusing cypress in your home. Start using it. Get to know that oil. I think you'll really dig it. Okay, let's talk about sleep. And I know most people go straight to lavender or serenity or lemon chamomile, but I want to introduce you to some oils that you might not think about when it comes to rest and sleep. And I'm picking these especially for the emotional support that these provide. So when it comes to sleep and getting more restful sleep, again, sometimes it's really hard to sleep when you're going through times of transition and change. So pulling in some cedarwood, that's going to be one of my first choices to help you to adjust even better, as well as vetiver. That's another great oil when you're feeling very scattered, disheveled, you know, just your brain is in 20 different places at once. Vetiver is such an incredible oil to just rein it back in. And generally with sleeping, I just like to put a couple of drops of the oil right before bed on the bottom of my feet, especially on the big toe. You can also put it in a diffuser and run it about 15, 30 minutes before going to bed. And the last oil before I wrap up this sleep portion is going to be juniper berry. Juniper, also not extremely common, very supportive to the kidneys. You notice in this episode, we're really focusing on kidneys, adrenals, that lower back region, giving that lower back and the organs right in their extra love. They call juniper the oil of the dark. When people are going through dark times in their life, heavy things, maybe you're doing some shadow work, bringing in juniper can be very helpful in helping you just get a more restful sleep and feel more supported emotionally. So juniper, very interesting oil, has its own unique, almost fruity but earthy smell, is another oil that I love. Also great for the skin. In fact, all the oils that I just mentioned, cedarwood, vetiver, and juniper, diluted with fractionated coconut oil, are also very soothing and calming to the skin. Lastly, you know, something that we just went through is the Holistic Parenting Summit. It's something that I host once a year. We raise funds for aftercare centers in Southeast Asia that are taking in children who have been severely abused or have been survivors of trafficking. And, you know, as we're talking to parents and talking to, just individuals who are trying to just overcome some heavy things that have happened to them, addressing the matters of the heart and being very gentle on our hearts during transition is huge, and towards others too. So when I think of oils that help the heart, I always tend to go floral, ylang ylang, Roman chamomile, all wonderful for the heart, rose. You know, I want you to think about that combination. Yes, we're going to focus on energy. We're going to focus on rest. But what are things we can do to nurture our heart during times of change, right? Or when our children are going through times of change, maybe, again, like I said, a new school, what are things that you can do to nurture their heart? Now, if you want, the summit is over, but there are recordings still available for $27. I mean, the people, the presenters were absolutely phenomenal, you guys. Many people came from the essential oil community to present. People that, you know, are just like the pros in the essential oil community, like Laura Jacobs and Desiree Mangendog. We had Eddie Villa. Many of you know some of these people. We also had some powerhouses outside of the essential oil community, such as Nicolene Peck and Dr. Wally Goddard, Dr. Nicole Birkins, like phenomenal people that present very high level. You see them on Forbes and on Inc. 500. I mean, these are world-class presenters. But one of the presenters that spoke, her name was Jenny Orton, and I loved her. I loved her training so much because she talked about, as parents, how we can use just the power of healthy touch, healing touch, to really connect with our children. And I think so many times in this busy world, we're pushing and we're striving and we're grinding and we're not really deeply connecting with the people that need our connection the most. So when you're going through different challenges, you know, just think about that. How can I slow down, even if it's for 1 or 2 minutes when my child walks in the door, to just connect with them? And using an essential oil, you know, maybe you just apply a little bit to their heart, or maybe you say, hey, mommy has 60 seconds, want to sit down and have a head massage or a neck massage, or you know, just taking their hand and putting a little bit of aroma touch or rose in the palm of their hands and just giving a little hand massage. I can't even tell you, right? What that has done for me is I have taken that information from Jenny Orton and started applying it even now. It's been really cool. I definitely feel more connected because I'm pausing to connect and to be very present in my parenting. So those are just some things to think about as you're going through that change, right? Maybe even journal a little bit while you're diffusing some of those beautiful floral oils that are so wonderful for the heart. A new oil, doTERRA. I love doTERRA. I know a lot of you probably use different essential oil companies. I love doTERRA. They just announced vanilla essential oil, an oil that we never thought we would have. But this one, again, we can put it in our heart collection. Neroli, osmanthus, vanilla, all beautiful, beautiful oils. Very, very feminine, very nurturing, very loving, that you can bring just to help you generate more of those feelings when sometimes we get so busy and so hectic that we forget to slow down and just be. Well, thanks for joining me today. It was fun having you here. I hope that what I said today kind of sparked some interest in some oils that may not be very common, but are equally as powerful as the common ones. I think everybody knows, like lemon, lavender, peppermint, but not so much juniper or rosemary or basil. So let's celebrate those. Let's get them working for you in your life. If you haven't done so already, find me on Facebook, find me on Instagram. Let's connect. If there's a topic that you really want to hear about, reach out to me. You can private message me. You can shoot an email to support@calliewilson.com. We'd love to be able to cater to your needs and your desires. Now, if you don't have essential oils, or you've just kind of a dabbler, maybe you've pulled some oils off of Amazon or a grocery store, I'd love to help you get set up with the right ones. You can hop on over to my website, like I said, message me. I can send you samples, get you started that way. You can also check out several of the other programs that we offer. As a team, we've created some crazy, fun, amazing things to help people really take hold of their lives, get more intentional, deliberate, and transform. So you're going to want to stay in touch. Get on my mailing list, because we have an amazing vision board relaunch workshop coming up. We've got the Life Relaunch Project coming up. We are getting ready to close enrollments for the Family Relaunch Project. So please make sure we're connected so you don't miss out on any of these events or programs that can really, really make a huge difference in your life. And if you've liked what you've heard, make sure to share this episode. Rank my podcast. That's how we know what's happening and what's landing. And have a great day, guys. It's going to be a good one. Wherever you are in the world, you've got an essential oil friend in me, people. And together we can do great things.